So we're holding a Reish Mem Gimel, and we're holding a Tzif Beis. So in Tzif Aleph, we said that a Merchatz, or a Tanur, you're not allowed to lease to a guy, because since the Derech is not to hire someone by Arisos, so people are going to suspect you of hiring the guy to work as a Schir Yaim, and that is Aser. So in Tzif Beis, the Mechaber says, "Afilu merchatz a taner, but even by a merchatz or a taner, im hiskirim shana achar shana. Let's say the person leases this to the guy year after year, and because of that, and this is a chiddush that you could create this matzav, v'nisparsim hadavra idekach she'ein darka liskar pa'alim elal haskirim. So it becomes public knowledge that the way you run your facilities are to lease them to the Goyim, not to just hire workers. So now, since now the Marisayin won't exist, because when people see that the guy's working there, they're not going to assume that he's a Schir Yoyim, because they know already that you lease out to the guy, and since you lease it to the guy, that's okay. V'chein, im minag roiv anshei oisei hamokam laskirim. Or you could have a case where the minig of most people in that place is either to lease it to the guy, or to do this share profiting type of hiring. So again, since roiv of the people, the minig of roiv of the people of that place is to do it this way, in a heterodic way, so therefore when people look at your bathhouse or your tanur, they're not going to assume you did it in an usher way, because the minig is to do it in the mutter way. And therefore, there's no marazayin. So then mutter laskiram leini yehudi alitna lein barisis. So in such a situation, you could lease it to him, or give it to him by resus, and either way, whatever they're going to suspect you of is a davar hamutter. So therefore, there's no problem. Now, there's the Bir Halacha on the Amud Aleph when he talked about the derech of different things to be by resus or not. So he clears the shaila: do you need it to be that a majority of society, whatever that society is, does it baresus, or as long as there is a substantial amount of people, is that enough? Because you could have said, if a lot of people do it, even if it's not majority, but if it's enough that there's a significant amount, that's already enough that people won't be chayshed you for the wrong thing. But he says, at the end, he says here, from this mechaber, on the Amud Beis, the page that we're on, in the top line of the Bir Halacha, he says, from this Mechaber and Sif Beis, it's mashma that to make it mutter, you actually need roiv anshei oisei hamakam. Whichever area, society you're dealing with, whether it's the whole world at large or a specific place, you need for sure a majority that does it in the mutter way.
How high a majority do you need?
Do you need a ruba, the minkar? No, you just need over 50%.
Yeah. But still gross is mikvah.
Right.
It's not like ice gross.
No, because everyone knows it's my mikvah, right? It's my mikvah. But when they see the guy working there, if everybody knows either, and the chiddush of the first half is that I could create my own personal heter. Meaning, if it's year after year, now he doesn't say how many years it needs, but if it's enough years, v'nisparsim hadavar, it's well known that I lease it out to everyone. So even though everyone knows it's my merchatz or my taner, but they also know that I lease it out to everyone, so therefore that's enough.
Who establishes whether it's whatever percent?
Who establishes that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a reality.
I'm sorry.
Is it a reality?
But someone's got to go up. Check how many people...
Right. So I guess you have to establish. It has to be established. It has to be established. So again, you know, in a smaller... Yeah, it must be. So in a smaller community, right? So then, or in an agricultural community where everybody knows what everybody's doing, there becomes a sort of a standard, and you're able to shots up what a rive is. You're right. But it's hard. If it's mamish 51%, I mean, someone's going to have to make that call. Yeah. Okay. Continues, so is there any Mishabura on this? Let's do the Mishabura on this before we go to the Ramah. In Sivkata and Yud Aleph, which is about halfway down in the wide lines, that he says it's mutter in these cases, it's mutter to either lease it or to give it to him by resus, mutter b'chuloi, litnam b'chuloi. Why? The suleka chashada. There's no chashad anymore. V'afdeh ein derech oisei hamakoin v'oisei ish rak lahaskir. Even though, in other words, if the rav of the city is that they do it by arisus, that allows me to go and lease it out. Even though the derech of the place is, and the derech of the place is not that way. But I lease it out. Mikol mokom mutter gam barisus diyitlu dischiruloi. It goes both ways. If I lease it out, they're going to say I did it by arisus. If I do it with arisus, they'll say I leased it. Whatever it is, I have a way of them assuming that it was done by derech heter, and that's okay. Okay, let's go back up to the Rama. So back up to the Rama, Hagah, the third line from the bottom. Vafilu bimakom ha'aser. Now, even in a place where it's aser, im ein hamerchatz eyatanur shel Yisrael. This was all talking about the Jew owned it. V'nikra shmai alav, right? It's called his thing. But let's say the Jew does not own the merchatz of the tanur. Rak schorom me'ein Yehudi, he leased them from a guy, v'chazer v'yizkirim le'en Yehudi. And then he went and he leased it to another guy. In other words, I leased it from a guy that I should have it and make the profits. And instead of me working it, I went and subleased it to a second guy. So I'm just the middleman over here. So shari, that's okay. Why is it okay? What do you mean? Why aren't people going to be choshed me? The ain shame ha-Yisrael nikra love. Since the mice, I never owned it. And we'll see the details of this in the Mishnah Berurah. But since it was never referred to as a yid, because it belonged to a guy, the yid leased it and then released it to another guy, so it's okay. The chayin, another case that's mutter. Im yesh merchatz beveis dira. Let's say it's not a bathhouse out in the public market. There's a merchatz in someone's house, private mikveh. So it's a house, there's other people besides the family that lives there. So, but it's for private usage, private of this house. So now, even though I'm the owner, but everybody who uses this merchatz or knows about it knows all the details that I leased it to a guy, because it's all, we're all Hamish here, we all know it. So that's also mutter. Okay, let's pause now for a second and learn the Mishnah Berurah. So we go down to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatim Yud Beis. So this is the case where I leased it and then I subleased it to another guy. Rak Scharam, Beveis Yosef Hevi B'Shem Chuvas Hagoinim, Dehu Adin Imkana Me'eni Yehudi, V'Tekev Kaidim Sheyoshava Hiskiram. This could work as well in another way. The Beis Yosef says, let's say I bought it from a guy, but then I never really went and took up, Yoshev doesn't mean I lived there, means I never did anything there. I never went and did business there. It never became known as mine. Just because I bought it doesn't make it its nikra shmai. So v'tekev kaidim sheyoshev hiskiram. So before I even did anything there, I immediately went and I leased it to a guy. Deloy nikra shmayalav. That's called loy nikra shmayalav. And therefore, when people see it, they don't even know it's a Jew's. So therefore, v'yesh lismay chalzeh, you could rely on this also, that would be a case where it's mutter. Now, yud gimel me'eni Yehudi. I leased it from a guy. Dimhaya shel Yisrael nira da'aser. So Mishnah Berurah says, one second. Why dafka a guy? What happens if I lease it from a yid? And I then, before I do anything, I right away sublease it to a guy. So it still was never mine. So no one's, what's people on chayshed me? Says, no. Da'yidei ze yechshedu oisi Yisrael bal amerchatz. I'm sorry. Dimhu shel Yisrael nira da'aser. Again, it's owned by a Jew. I leased it from a Jew, and I subleased it to a guy. So you take me out of the picture. Take me out of the picture, but everyone's going to say, it's the Jew's merchatz, the one I leased it from, and there's a guy working there now, and they're going to say, he hired the guy. Right? It doesn't make a difference that I took myself out of the equation. It just it's still problematic because my guy I leased it to is now going to be suspected of being hired by the original yid. So not only am I have to take care of my own chashad, I got to take care of any chashad I cause for any Jews. Okay, v'chazer v'hiskirim. Now the case was I subleased it to a guy. Yesh aimrim divischiras nami eina mutter elokishalo yoshav ba hayisrael. Now the lashon of the Rama was I went and I leased it to a guy. So he says some say that that's also only referring to if I never really took possession of it. Lo yoshav ba kimay shekasav abeis yosef bekana. In the case where I purchased it from a guy two sivkatans ago, and I immediately leased it to a guy, so since I was lo yoshava, it doesn't get my name. But is that true by schiras too? So some say by schiras it also only works. If I leased it from the guy, and then leased it to another guy, it has to be that I really didn't do anything in the middle, because if I already took some type of residence there, even though I'm not the owner, but people know I leased it, so now people are saying it's a Jew's thing. Leasing it doesn't make it Nikra Shmayalov. So even if I went and I leased it from a guy, and I went and I took up residence there, and I did some business there, whatever Yoshav will mean in this situation, and then I went and I leased it to another guy, so it's not called, people aren't going to know it as my merchat, because they know I'm not really the owner. The owner is the guy that I leased it from. So this is a machloikis here by Schirus. Does that make it Nikra Shmayalov that people are going to be chayshin me? And therefore, is it only if I didn't take up residence or even if I did?
Is it limited to a certain amount of time?
So it's a good question. What's the yashav? What's the yashav? It's a good question. I'm not sure. It would seem there would be enough, it's some type of doing business that people already know about. Now, that could be, it might depend on the situation too. Like, you know, if it's a small place, like it might be immediate. You know, everyone knows the raid right away. Okay. Beveis dira. Now, this is the case where it's in a house. Hainu sha'amerchat zeiner b'shusarag rabim rak b'chatzeiroi b'echad me'habeis dira shalai. It's in the courtyard of one of your homes. So if the only people on a weekday who use the bathhouse are the people in the house, shari, there's no problems. That's an important thing here. He's saying, people on the outside don't know about it at all. They don't even know there's a merchatz there. And the people who do know, they know the other piece of information that I leased it. But if it's not just the people in the house, people from the outside also come. So by that point, if people from the outside are coming, that means now this is already something that people know about. There's a merchatz here. Now this merchatz is already a Jew's, called a Jew's. It's in his chatzer. So now, people know there's a merchatz. It might only be, it's not the public bathhouse of the city, but, and it might be just in the private mikvah, but if outside people come, that means people know about it. And then, if people know about it, then they're going to see smoke billowing out of the merchatz on Shabbos. Yitzlu, they're going to assume the vishli chusai hisiko and Yehudi, that the guy did it because he was working for the Jew. So therefore, you're back to the problem of chashad. The only way this works is if nobody else knows about it except the people in that little enclave there, in that little beis dira. And they're the ones who you know about it, and they also, since it's so small, they know you leased it to a guy, so you don't have a problem of chashad. It's a very, very specific case, right? Now, it's interesting. It sounds like, you know, there's smoke billowing out of this thing, right? Nobody else walking by ever noticed the merchatz there, right? They don't know what they thought it was, right? But, okay, but that would be the case.
During the Inquisition, priests go up to the steeple, Friday night, the steeple of the church, to see where they're not smoking.
Where it's not smoke. Oh, very good. Okay. So that was like we had before, right? Oh, we had on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we said the Magen Avraham brought a raya that you're supposed to bake bread on Erev Shabbos from the Gemara of Chanina ben Dosa, right? His wife, they never had bread in the house, but she would light the oven every Friday that there should be smoke coming out that the neighbors should see. They should think that, the Gemara and Tanya should think that she's baking. Okay. Again, this is only in his own private house. But if it's in Rishus HaRabim, where people see everything, even if it's a private thing, exclusive club members, Mikol Makom Aser, the Kol Yodim Sheish Amerchatz. Everybody sees the Merchatz. Ve'ena Kol Yodim Sheish Kira Lein Yehudi. Kein Kasvu Harbe Achroinim. That's how many Achroinim say that. Be'yesh Makilim Oit. Some are more Mekel, and they say, Dim Hu Oimer Bishus Achar Bifnei Atzmoi Shaloi Bechatzeroi. Let's say it's in a different Rishus, not in my Chatzer. It's not in Rishus HaRabim, but it's in a different Rishus. Az afilu roichetzim boi gam anoshim acherim, afilu hachi shari. Dimistama eina kol yoidim shu shaloi, rak oisa mashchenim shal amerchatz. If it's in my private home, so that could be, we only know about it. If it's in Rishus HaRabim, even if it's exclusive to people from my home, everybody knows about it. But what if it's in another Rishus, it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's on another piece of private property, right? But it's still mine that only people from my house use it. So it's like a middle type of case. So in that case, afilu achi shari, dimistama eina kol yoidim shu shaloi, rak oitzim ashchenim shal amerchot. Probably the only ones who know it's his are people who live right there in that vicinity. Again, we made it as the people who know it's mine, not the people who use it. The people who use it, it might be, they don't know who the owner is. They come and they see a bathhouse, they got membership to this bathhouse. The people who happen to know it's mine, they also happen to know that I leased it to a guy, and therefore that would be another scenario, perhaps, that it's mutter. Not everybody is maskim to that situation, as you could see in the long sharetzion over here. Okay, so that's the cases. Now let's finish off the Ramah at the top of the page. Vim avar v'iskiroi b'makam ha'aser. Now, as we said before, there's two halves to this Shiloh. There's one is the guy doing the actual work, and then there's another thing called Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is me earning money on Shabbos. That's another thing that has to be addressed. And for example, we didn't really speak it out last time, but the last thing we said in last year was talking about if you have a guy doing something, if you give him a percentage of the profit, it's an incentive for him to sell the thing or do the work. So memela, that's okay. That was the case of the merchatz or whatever it was. So where it's the case is where it's medina aser. So the Mishnah Berurah said that you could do that case. But what we didn't point out is that takes care of the problem of him working for me on Shabbos. What about the money? At the end of the day, he earns there is $100 earned. He gets $25. He gets his percentage, a third, a quarter, whatever it is. That means he's doing it for him and not for me. But at the end of the day, I made money on Shabbos. That's called Schar Shabbos. So there, that's what the Sharetzion over there points out. You have to then remember to get the money behavlah. This is what we talked about a few times already, that when it's lumped together with other mutter monies, so when the guy pays me for, he sells the Reisman's cakes on Shabbos, and I get a percentage, he gets a percentage, I get a percentage, so he doesn't pay me Matzah Shabbos for everything he sold that day. At the end of the week, he pays me for everything that was sold. In it was included the profits I made on Shabbos. So now, and it, so says the Ramah, im over v'skira b'makam ha'aser. Let's say I was over and I did it b'makam ha'aser. However, all these situations, it's wrong. So now, okay, I was over. But what about the money that was made? Yeshayim rim sheschari mutter, b'shem ha'goinim, that b'diyevet the schar Shabbos is mutter to keep. B'yeshayim rim the mardchai she'aser, v'chein ikar. Chein ikar that it's aser. So says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkat and Tezayin, Yeshaimim Sheskare Mutter, Vachroini Miskimu Dulai Pligi. It looks like a machlaikas, it's not a machlaikas. Divimokum de Mutter Medina, in a place where it's really Mutter Minadin, Kigoin Shehiskir Hamerchats, Lady Hudi Lishanu Luchaydesh. Dimishum schar Shabbos leka. Let's say I leased it to him for a shana or for a chaydesh. That there's no schar Shabbos. Da'aloi hu ba'avla. He pays me for the whole year. He pays me for the whole month. There's no schar Shabbos. Ve'enoi aser elamishum maris ha'ayin. But we said you still can't do it because there's maris ha'ayin. Min adin it's mutter. There's no iser. Chazal came up with this maris ha'ayin, and they're not going to say he's an aris. They're going to say, or he's a least. They're going to say he's a schir yayin. Kenal b'sif aleph, like it said before in sif aleph. So lochein b'di'evin mutter lekabel aschar me'en yehudi. So in the cases where it's Medina Mutter and it was only an Isser because of Maris Ayin, if we did this thing, I'm b'di'evit, I could keep the money, because since it was only Maris Ayin money, which is a Drabonon, that they made this Maris Ayin money, it's Mutter. Masha'en kein im hiskiru liyomim. However, if I actually leased it out for the by the day, he's paying me mamish by the day. Dibidina also, that's not mutter, because that's real schar Shabbos. I'm making money from Shabbos, mishum schar Shabbos. Lochein, in that case, how chum are we going to get? Afilu hevi ho'en Yehudi me'atz me'mos. We didn't make any cheshbonos. You know, I realized afterwards, oyvei, it's schar Shabbos, we did something wrong. I'm not going to say a word, let him keep everything. And he was—he wants to keep his job here. So he shows up with the money, brings in the money. Also, the kabbal imanu k'mayshakasafti b'simin reish memei sevav, like it says in reish memei sevav. V'ayin shom mashakasavnu mishavura. We'll see over there in the end of reish memei those halachas. But that's the halacha that if it was taka done, the schar Shabbos was a real iser of schar Shabbos, because it was not Bahavlah. I hired him for the day. He's paying me for the day. In such a case, it would be usher the money even to be Makabel if the guy brings it. If there's an obligation for the Jew to do some of the work, and now the guy's filling in from him, that's a whole new parsha, but it gets into this Schar Shabbos thing as well. So we have over here this idea of Schar Shabbos. That's a mutter bahavla. However, the Ramah is saying over here that if a person did the cases where it's usher only because of maris ayin, so really the medina, the hiring was mutter, and medina, there's no schar Shabbos because it's bahavla. Everything is really mutter, but Chazal came along and made a maris ayin out of it. So in that case, b'di'evet, if you did that iser, you could keep the money. But something that's really schar Shabbos, that's usher medina, it would be usher to keep the money, and he would not be able to hold on to it. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time.